Taking a look at sports in the NBA draft, Orlando took Paolo Banchero number one, which appeared to be a decision which freaked everybody out. Stunning, they say. The Magic only won 22 games during the season. So that was their number one pick. He averaged 17.2 points, 7.8 rebounds, and 3 assists in his only season with the Duke Blue Devils. So that's who they picked. What can you say? All the beat writers were very surprised. I don't know who the Knicks picked, but then again, we don't really care. Because they're the Knicks. All right. In baseball, let's turn to baseball and take a look at the games that were played yesterday. We'll get back to the Yankees beating the Astros 7-6 in just a few moments. That was a big win for the Yankees yesterday. Coming up today, wasn't too many games yesterday, but today, the Yankees and the Astros go at it again. Coming up tomorrow, I'm having a bad morning this morning. The full slate of Major League Baseball games, once again, saw the Yankees beat Houston 7-6. We'll talk about that, as I said, a little bit later on. The Mets appeared not to have played yesterday. So that's the way that stands. Now, we'll clumsily go on to the New York Yankees, who were down 6-3 going into the ninth inning. 6-3, okay? So we'll leave it there because Houston looked like they were going to get a big win. It was going to be a big loss for the Yankees. But here's what happened in the ninth inning with the Yankees at bat.
And the pitch.
Swing, he did it right here. When the Yankees needed the most, come through with a big fly to right field to tie the game.
How you like me now? Got beat with a fastball early in the count. He wasn't going to let it happen twice. Presley outthought himself this time.
Well, he knows.
Then, after that, they replaced their closer, put two Yankees on. Aaron Judge came up, and yes, he delivered.
Driven down the left field line. It is a base hit. It goes into the corner, and the Yankees have done it again. Trevino scores, and they come all the way back for a dramatic 7-6 victory. Their ninth walk-off of the year.
Another splitter on 3-0, just to show you how locked in Aaron Judge is this year. Took three in a row, gets one on the fourth, and laces it. The left field for the game winner.
Now, what's interesting about what happened last night is today's the day where we expect to hear about something about Aaron Judge's arbitration. That's right, he did not agree to a contract at the start of the year. And all he's done is put up MVP numbers. As a matter of fact, he's leading the MVP vote right now for the American League. And the Yankees are going to have a big decision to make. If he continues to have the year he's having, fans will go wild if they don't sign him. And even if he doesn't continue, I mean, the Yankees now are in a position where they're going to have to pay through their nose to re-sign him. Absolutely. He has just put together a year that every ball player dreams about when they're negotiating a new contract. Absolutely spectacular and amazing. That's all. You can't say anything other than that. Just what a year for Aaron Judge. And it's good for baseball to have the big, bad, evil empire back playing good, where everybody wants to shut them down and beat them. That win last night left the Yankees at 52-18. Out of the first 70 games, the Yankees have won 52. 12.5 ahead of Toronto, 13 ahead of Boston, and 14.5 ahead of Tampa Bay. And the Red Sox are playing great. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Unfortunately for them, the Yankees are 8-2 as well. So the Red Sox have picked up ground. They're only, right now, a half game out of second place. Unbelievable. In the American League Central, Cleveland and Minnesota are tied top there. In the AL West, Houston has a 9.5 game lead over Texas. In the NL East, the Mets have a 4-game lead over Atlanta. The NL Central has Milwaukee and St. Louis tied up. And the NL West has the Dodgers with a 1-game lead over the San Diego Padres. So there you go. There you have it. All right. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.